Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Clients Line. My name is Shakira. I need to advise you this call is being recorded. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Tony Phillips. I was calling to file an unemployment claim.
Could you provide me with your social, please?
428-351288.
And what's your name?
Tony Phillips.
And could you verify your date of birth?
July 7th, 1975.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
Burr. Emma
okay.
Burr.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
Said what, ma'am?
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
All right. And do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, would you like direct deposit or would you like a benefits card?
Card.
All right. Could you verify your mailing address?
2033 Borden Street, Grenada, Mississippi, 38901.
What's a good telephone number for you?
662-688-1895.
All right. What color is your 2004 Ford Expedition? Black, green, silver, or white?
White.
Okay. I'm sorry. In which of the following cities have you attended college? Buffalo, Leesburg, Philadelphia, or Scanicsville, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1062.
Ma'am.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 10624 Redbud Court, 138 Perry Road, 2607. I'm sorry, Upon Street.
138 Perry Road.
All right.
138 Perry Road.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government? In the last 18 months?
No, I worked in at Redstone Austin, but that was 2020.
Okay. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Do you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Do you regularly commute to Alabama?
When I have work, yeah.
Are you available for and seeking work in Alabama?
Am I seeking work in Alabama?
Are you available for and seeking work in Alabama?
Oh, yeah, I am. Yeah.
And what's the last day you worked?
Well, this right here be my, gonna be the third week, so, yeah, it's going to be my third week off, what's the day before?
What's the last day you worked?
I'm trying to, I've been off for like 2.5 weeks. Trying
okay,
to figure
so
out.
What day and month?
When was the first affair was on or what?
I'm not sure, sir. I don't have a calendar over here.
Could you hold on for a second?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You can give me the month and the year and their verify the date with your job.
January of this year. It was probably, I want to say about, I've been out for 2 weeks.
It's okay. I just need the month and the year. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
So what, ma'am?
Are you mentally and physically able to work?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself or own a business? Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
So what now?
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts for your number trade occupation?
Yes.
Okay. Do you obtain work through a union?
Ma'am.
Do you obtain work through a union?
No, ma'am.
And did your employer give you a date to return back to work?
No, not specifically. He said we was waiting on the job to follow through, but he said it might be maybe sometime in April or May.
Okay, what's your job title?
Welder. Structural welder.
What's the name of the company you worked for?
PSG Construction Processing Service Group.
I see a Parham, yeah, Justin.
Processing Service Group, they're out of Fayette, Alabama. Well, they got an office in Fayette, Alabama.
I see a Parham. How long did you work there? I see a Parham, Justin, ETAL. Could that be the same thing? Sometimes when you work for someone, you get paid from someone else, third party, and that name shows up.
Oh, all I know was PSG, PSG Process Service Group out of Fayette, Alabama.
Could you look at a recent check stub, sir?
Oh, what?
Could you repeat that?
I mean, they don't give check stubs and
But could you look online? Because I would need to know their name before I can file this claim. Because it could be something else. It's not showing up as that.
It's PSG.
It's not showing up as that, no, sir. Hello.
Yeah, well, it's the only thing I just got, a card right here. It's got a Process Servicing Group LLC.
How long did you work there?
Oh, I started in April of 2020 to this year in January.
Okay, so, sir, I would need for you to look at a check stub or go online, look at a deposit. It could be a different name that's not showing up.
It's not showing up.
No, sir, it's showing up Parham, Justin, ETAL. That could be the third party.
Parham and Justin.
Yes.
I think that's one of the owner's names.
Yes, that's why I would need you to look at a check stub or a deposit to confirm it before I continue with this claim.
Okay, well, I had to call you back.
All right.
I'm saying I just called this number back and somebody else get it.
Yes. Right.
Do I have to ask for you?
No, someone else can help you.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too.